How good is this? Live music is back, and it's back in a big way, in a big summer blowout way, actually. Coming to Rainbow Beach Sports Club, not this Saturday, Saturday after, so the 27th of Feb. We are super excited to have on the line with us right now the very own, one and only Dave Leslie of the Baby Animals. Good morning, Dave.
Ah, good morning, Ali and Bilko.
Nice to have you.
The one and only David Leslie here.
The one, the only.
The only one you need, really, because a man who plays a mean guitar, it's all you need when you're up on stage in a band that rocks. It's a band that's what's been going 30 years now, Baby Animals.
30 years. My goodness. Is that the time already? Yeah, 30 years. Far out.
30 years. And is this the longest break you have had with COVID last year?
Yes, it is. Yeah. The longest break of playing. No, I've had to get used to standing up and playing the guitar again. And we did this gig on Saturday night. On Saturday, and I hadn't seen the bass player Dario for a year.
Oh my goodness!
He walked into the dressing room, and I'm like, "Oh, can I help you, mate?" He goes, "Oh, I know, it's Dario." And I said, "What is it that you do again?"
He does the rider for you guys, which I'm assuming is a couple of party pies and a couple of cold waters.
Yeah, we do party pies, a bit of fairy bread. We're liking the sausage rolls as well, a bit of sauce.
That's it.
Good. Yeah, we've got to get in pretty quick to beat Dario, that's for sure.
Get in the retro food. Well, you guys played in Adelaide last weekend, wasn't it? So how was that? I mean, was that the first gig back for you in a long, long time? Well, obviously it was, if you hadn't seen Old Mate for a year.
Yes, it was, and it felt great. You know, that feeling of... Because we played pretty loud on stage, and that feeling of when you first get up there, plug in, turn everything on, you get that hum, you know, your amp's ready to go, and then you hit it, and it hits the back of your legs, you know, the sound wave there. That's a good feeling. It's like, oh, here we go, home again.
Here we go again. Yeah. Well, let's hope that you recognise Suze when she turned up.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
You'd be in big trouble if you didn't recognise her.
I'm just hoping you guys did rehearsals before those Adelaide shows. You put a couple of numbers together, didn't you?
Actually, we didn't rehearse at all.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Lazy.
We just went on and plugged in and went in hero style because of just the borders and bits and pieces and everything like that. We actually didn't get a chance to rehearse. But it felt great. It's really funny how you just go on muscle memory, and it felt actually fresher because there was that thing of, you know, pretty exciting and everything. So, yeah, it was good.
Now, you're playing with the Choir Boys, Thirsty Merc, amongst a bunch of others. Is it just like one big party when you all get together?
It's really good because it's like one big dysfunctional family. everyone's so busy, was so busy, you know, doing gigs and touring and everything like that. But when you do get a bunch of people together, it's like a big catch-up, you know. I mean, you know, you just talk about the people that aren't there.
Oh, don't do that, Dave. Hey, I've got to ask you, though, obviously with lockdown, you guys have been doing various projects on your own and, you know, keeping in touch with the audience that way. So we won't expect new material. You'll be playing the classics. Is that what the audience want?
Yeah, we'll be playing the usual set. We're going to try and maybe stick another couple of new ones in there, though. We've been, you know, writing because you can write over Zoom, and we've all got little Pro Tools kind of systems at home. So we swap around ideas and stuff like that.
Now, Dave,
we're still working on new stuff, yeah.
Good. Well, it's always keep it fresh, hey? I mean, that's what keeps... we all want to hear... Obviously, we all want to hear the oldies and the goldies, but for you guys, I mean, you need to keep the inspiration going, I have no doubt.
It's always good to do something fresh and put something fresh in the set. We're like a shark. We've got to keep moving
exactly.
forward.
Exactly.
Don't do baby shark, whatever you do.
Yeah, don't do baby shark.
Oh, hey, there's an idea.
Hey, Dave, I just want to ask you, are you happy that social media wasn't around back in the day when you guys are starting out, and do you feel sorry for the artists coming out now with all the extra scrutiny they have to face?
It's a double-edged sword, I reckon, because social media has been good for us. Just as far as you have got a direct, you can engage your fans on a direct basis. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
I mean, that platform is really good. But the fact that everyone's got phones now is that if you're having an off night, some fucker's down in the front row recording you.
That's right.
Posting it on the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's that. But I think the social media thing has been great for our bands on our level and every other level as well as far as engaging their audience goes. Well,
good luck, guys, on next Saturday, 27th of February, at the Rainbow Beach Sports Club.